congratulations on the win. It wasn't the prettiest of games out there, but how happy are you with you to grind it out like that?
Yeah, boys are pretty happy with that one. I think they've been a team that's been around the mark and in every game for pretty much the whole season. They've been really unlucky a few times, and we knew that they were going to keep coming the whole game. So although, like you said, it was a bit of an ugly game, we knew that was what we were going to encounter. They got a high pressure game that they like to play, and for us to be able to break that, we didn't get it broken until the last 10 minutes or so, but for us to get that done was a good tick for the boys.
It looked a comfortable win in the end, but it was tight through the whole game. You had 20 more inside 50s for the game. What was it about trying to find a target inside 50 in terms of the, you know, making an impact on the scoreboard?
We didn't really speak about that. We spoke more about making the most of our opportunities. Like the scoreboard reflected, we butchered it a little bit going at goal. I think we had a fair few set shots where we've just got to get better at converting, and we'll keep working on that.
Injury to Jeremy McGovern. Any update on him?
I'm not too sure. He seems to get hurt a fair bit. He throws himself around a bit, so I have to wait and see what the docs come up with, but hopefully it's not anything too serious because it's pretty important at the moment.
Yeah, it will be important, particularly if he can't come up. How did you guys restructure once he did go down?
To be honest, we didn't really have to restructure too much in that Clokey went off, so we didn't really have to change anything too drastically, so we were pretty fortunate in that. But next week, I'm sure we'll have to find another big bloke because they got the Bondi Billionaires coming.
Well, it is going to be a tough game. Just your thoughts on taking on Sydney. You'll probably be watching with interest the Hawks and Swans game tonight.
Yeah, we haven't started looking at them just yet. We'll do that during the week, and they're a high performance team that's been able to perform week in, week out for the last 4 or 5 years. So we know we're going to come up against a top class team, and What we focus on and the way we're improving is sticking to the way we want to play. So we've got our pillars of our game that we'll keep working on, and I think the main thing is that we go out there and continue to do that. It doesn't matter who we come up against, we've got to just make sure we play the way we want to play.
It was the Eagles' first win over Collingwood in 12 years in Melbourne. What was it like for you playing against your former side? The Collingwood fans have got pretty long memories. They were giving you a bit of stick every time you got the ball.
They were. Pre-game, they were. In the warm-up, they were telling me that they still love me, which was nice. But, maybe the masses don't like me. It's really good to get the win over them. Good to see the boys as well. Had a little bit of a chat with them after. And, hopefully they can start winning a couple of those close ones they've been missing out on. But, I think for us to be able to come over to Melbourne, get the win, it's just a sign of our maturity as a group. We're still a really young side. And for us to be able to come over here, get the win, boys, that kind of stuff goes in the memory bank, and hopefully we can continue to do that for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, congratulations on the win. The season's going very well. Enjoy the flight home.
Thanks, mate.